Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a warm welcome to another Irish Racing Podcast, this time on Thursday, August the 3rd. It's the fourth day of the seven-day Galway Festival, and it was Henry de Bramhead's day yesterday, of course, with Balco de Flo winning the Galway Plate for the second time for that particular train. Obviously, a very talented horse and a great ride once again by Davy Russell, proving he's one of the best jockeys over in Ireland, without a shadow of a doubt. We've got another very competitive card, as you'd expect, at Galway this afternoon. That 2.15, by the way, that Grade 3 Novices Chase, is a race that would grace any festival, with several horses there having already posted good time figures already. Plenty of good handicaps. And, of course, the Guinness Galway Hurdle is the big race on the card over 2 miles, coming up at 4.35, in which hopefully all 20 runners will go to post. Once again, a wildly competitive race to get our teeth into. But we, however, start with a slightly subdued, let's say, beginner's chase in many respects. No real big names here. Oathkeeper heads the market, trained by Joseph O'Brien, having his first start over fences. And if he takes the larger obstacles, there's no doubt that he'll put up a decent show for an informed trainer. But I quite like Just Cause here from the Mouse Morris stable. Mouse often does really well here at this track. And this horse has already got plenty of soft ground form back over hurdles in 2015-16. He's been running to a fairly consistent level under both cards as well of late, particularly that run at Limerick the other day when he chased home Edward O'Grady's really nice prospect, the West Awake, in what turned out to be a very strongly run race. The third horse, Leaning Keen, advertised the form with a fantastic run here yesterday at a big price in the decent Novices Chase. So I do think that form's pretty well, pretty good. This horse stays well, jumps well, and is a game and admirable type. 6-1 each way, Just causes the advice there in the 140. On to the big race of the day over fences, and this is an absolute humdinger. Without shadow of a doubt, we've got several horses already posted really good efforts to suggest there could actually be even Grade 1 horses in the future. Townsend, he's been an absolute revelation in recent times since he's been given his head. And this exuberant type has made haul on his last two starts at Punchestown and Roscommon, respectively. On the latter of those occasions, he beat three of today's rivals, including Peregrine Run, of course, has gone on to advertise the form twice, and Land of Hope and Glory, who was fourth, who also won next time out at Kilbeggan. And of those aforementioned in behind Townsend, I do think Land of Hope and Glory has got half a chance of outrunning his odds here this morning. He ran about 10-12-1, which looks a rather almost price of in disregarding his chances, but he's certainly no back number, this horse. He was good the last day at Kilbeggan when he got a stiffer test of stamina, and he stayed in pretty strongly in the latter stages once again to withhold the form with Potter's Point. He receives all the allowances here, being as a four-year-old. He goes on the ground. He seems to jump okay. He's got a good attitude, and the cheek piece has gone on for him today. I would have given Peregrine Run a real big shout, but the ground might have just gone against him, so maybe Don't Touch It is the other one to consider here, obviously having won that very good handicap chase at Punchestown Festival when we last saw him. But Land of Hope and Glory, he looked way too big for me, and I suggest you back him each way. On to the 250 then, and once again, another competitive race. But one of my angles here at Ballybrit is when horses have run well, or even won, earlier on in the week, I tend to follow them pretty religiously if they're turned out again in pretty quick succession. And Not Mahal Boy fits that particular trend. He, of course, won here 2 days ago, and he backed up that run previously in this race, actually last year when he finished sixth in a very competitive race. So he obviously likes Galway. And I do like the way he stayed on and travelled in that race, in the hands of Lee Roach. Yes, he might have had a good draw and he had the run of the race, but he just sauntered through that race really, really easily. And given that that was 7 furlongs and the trip might have been on the short side for him, I thought he did really well to win. Stepping up to a mile shouldn't be a problem. Don't forget this horse has got a sound base of 2 mile handicap hurdles in recent times, so stamina shouldn't be an issue. He goes on the ground and lo and behold, he's popped a decent draw as well, right in the middle with Declan McDonough on board. So really keen on Not Mahal Boy there. Ran about 4-1 this morning, solid each way. Here piece to be. Right, on to Listed Company then, which is a flat race at 3.25. We've got Dermot Well bidding amazingly to try and get off the mark at the first time of asking this week. On day 4, courtesy of Raimundo, but maybe the grandmod had just gone against her. The only time that she's had soft ground, she ran poorly. So I'm going to suggest we back Music Box. This horse has hardly had a break for the last 2 or 3 months, but to be fair to her, she keeps running consistently well, hardly ever puts in a bad show. And we know that she handles the ground, having won on heavy ground early on in the season at Garran Park. Nothing wrong with her run the other day. I have 6 furlongs behind only mine. She stays 7th fine. She could have done with a slightly better draw, but either way, I do think she'll go very well. Along with Dreadfad Bay, who finally bounced back to form following a slightly below par in the Sandringham at Royal Ascot. But a little bit of juice in the ground definitely suited her at Killarney the other day when she beat Music Box pretty decisively. And I expect those two to certainly give us a decent run for our money there in the 3.25. On to the 4 o'clock then, and this looks a race where Millie Mullins should dominate. She's got Robin de Foray and in particular Lac Qui Veut, who was really impressive when he won on his Rules debut at Punchestown, beating Cinema de Courtier and Someday, two useful opponents in their own right. He's got plenty of soft ground form in his native France, and he stays particularly well. So Lac Qui Veut is going to be very difficult to beat. But at the ones at the bigger price, I do think Pat Farhi's Oakley is wildly overpriced, around about 33-1 this morning. He's a decent horse, this, you know. He was bought to replace Line of Memories, who, of course, was a decent horse for the Farhi camp many, many years ago. So it wasn't a great surprise, even though his price was 33-1, to see him win first time at Roscommon. And he went back to the same track and ran a good deal better than his finishing position suggested behind Robin de Foray on his return visit to the Lenaban track. Albeit he only finished 4th, he raced really keenly that occasion because they went no gallop. And in the end, he did really well, to be fair, in the cold light day to keep on well for 4th place behind some decent tools. I'm not saying he's definitely going to turn the form around with Robin de Foray, but with a more evenly run race, and if he settles, then there's no way this horse on pure ability alone can be a 33-1 shot. So I suggest you either back Oakley each way or without the favourite there in race number 5. Right, on to the big race of the day then, the 4.35, which is the Guinness Galway Hurdle. And once again, Willie Mullins has got the favourite in a race that he's had the winner of in the past. And of course, he had a nice winner. He's had plenty of winners this week, but a nice winner in these colours in the shape of Riven Light early on the week, who took the big mile handicap. So I hope it's somewhere high that this horse can make a winning reappearance after he's been off the track for the thick end of 2 years over hurdles. Of course, he was second in the race 2 years ago behind Quick Jack, so he's got experience of this contest. And he's very much a well-handicapped horse of 141. But he also up against a formidable opponent, in my opinion, and I suggest we back Tigress River here each way, who looks really solid to hit the first three, to hit the first four at the very least. He comes off the back of 2 scintillatingly easy victories, suggesting he's in top form at the Curra, of course, on the flat on soft ground over 2 miles, and over 2.5 miles at Bellystown the other day when he never came out of second gear. Incidentally, that performance on the circuit, he actually ran quicker than Swamp Fox did without coming off the bridle in winning that race. So clearly he's in the form of his life. He seems to just have turned over a new leaf. And of course, he was 5th in this race last year when he was a very inexperienced 5-year-old. Much tougher now with Geraghty on board. Tigress River, probably one of my strongest votes on the card in the big race of the day. Right, my nap runs in the 5.15 in the shape of Camlan, who needs no second introduction for those that are regulars at Ballybrit. Amazingly, this horse has yet to be out the first four in all 6 starts here at this unique venue. Indeed, on his 3 visits there last year, he managed to finish 3rd twice and got his just rewards with a victory over hurdles on his last start on the Sunday. He was 3rd in this race last year, putting up a game performance, and he looks as though he's been trained to go 2 places better ever since. He comes here via a good run at Killarney the other day beyond Swamp Fox and Ishii Diesel, which Shep Bounter put a nice finishing touch on him. Nicely drawn, goes on the ground, smulling on board, what's not to like. Around about 5-2 this morning, Camlan gets a strong vote there in the 5.15. On to the final race then, which is a pretty modest-looking bumper, to say the very least, but there's a good chance that Dinah Moss might be able to improve upon that run the other day behind Poet Power. I do like horses who have already run here over the track, and Peter Farhi's Charge was nicely fancied the other day in dispatches to run a good race, and he certainly did, keeping on quite well to finish 4th behind a well-fancied horse of the Mullinses. Didn't think that was a bad race of its kind, and as I said, I do like horses who back up here, having run well earlier on in the week. So Dynamos, quite a confident go out there to round off the day for Peter Farhi in the bumper. Thanks so much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you'll tune in again when we'll be discussing matters on day 5 at the Galway Festival. Until then, it's a very goodbye for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.